This portion of WEOL Spotlight on LaGrange is brought to you by Sun Center Federal Credit Union. Integrity that shines, with offices in Oberlin, LaGrange, South Amherst, Wellington, and North Ridgeville. The sun never sets at Sun Center. And we have with us Brenda Hammett from Sun Center. We last talked to Brenda, I think, when we were in North Ridgeville. We spotlighted that community, and there was a credit union there, Sun Center. Now we're here in LaGrange, and here you are again. So you cover the county quite well with the credit union.
Well, we try. Good morning to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. And the festive red today. I like that.
I tried.
It works out well. Let's talk a little bit about credit unions. What's some of the misconceptions, or people wonder credit union, they think of banks, places to get money. What is the difference between those?
Well, the difference between a bank and a credit union is a bank has board of directors that are stockholders, actually. Credit unions have board of directors that are volunteers. They do everything without any expectation of anything in return. So the difference also is members of a credit union have a vote in what we do with regards to products, services, and things like that, whereas at a bank you don't, because the stockholders do that. It's all about people helping people at a credit union. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know that or not, or know this, but we are a federally chartered and insured credit union, but we are open to the public. We are a Lorain County Community Credit Union. Anyone that lives, works, worships, or attends school can join our credit union.
And that's something, I guess, that's changed over time. If people remember credit unions from an older generation, whatever, there was sort of a limited qualification for you to join.
Right.
That changed a number of years ago, and it opened it up and made the playing field bigger for credit unions in general.
It did. Back in the 80s, you know, it kind of started then. And we were originally just for the FAA in Oberlin. So it was a sponsorship group. And then it expanded to select employee groups. And now a lot of credit unions are community credit unions.
And as we in the open mentioned all the different locations, so you cover the county quite well. So anybody who's in the county, there is a Sun Center somewhere nearby.
That's correct. We do.
What do people use the credit union for, mostly?
Well, generally, I say we're like a bank, only better. And the reason I say that, we offer all the services that a bank does. I believe we take a personal interest, and I'm not saying that banks don't, but it seems like we're more like a family than just, oh, hey, Mr. Jones, how are you? We learn about our members' families, their homes, their vacations, you know, their illnesses and everything. They actually like bring us into their family as well. So it's a big family, 4,500 members.
And what kind of products would you offer?
Well, we have savings account, checking accounts, mortgages, loans for vehicles, signature loans, which are kind of unheard of these days. A lot of people or a lot of places don't offer signature loans. We do that. We have money market accounts, certificates of deposit, just a whole myriad of things, including IRAs.
When it comes to loans, for example, mm-hmm. for cars or homes, mm-hmm. We often hear about people having tough times recently with credit scores. You know, maybe they were hit hard by the downturn in the economy. How much do credit scores come into play with Sun Center and other factors that might be involved in that?
Well, they do come into play. However, at a credit union, we really look at the person, the individual, with regards to their character, their history, what they've, their circumstances that they've been through in life. Just because you don't have a 700 credit score doesn't mean you can't get a loan at our credit union. In fact, I won't say the lowest score, but we have given loans to people that really should have never been given a loan based on their credit score or their history. But when we hear their story, that's where it tugs at your heart. And that's what I've done. I've been there over 33 years, and that's how I've run this credit union. I listen to the members' story, and I kind of own it and become a part of it. And so numbers mean a lot, but not everything to us.
We're talking today with Brenda Hammond, the CEO of Sun Center Federal Credit Union. You talked about over the years changes, online banking, things like that.
Right.
That's offered.
Mm-hmm.
What about on-location people with their debit, you know, the cards? They like to do get easy access to their money. How do credit unions fit into that situation?
We offer all those too. I neglected to answer or share that with you. We have online banking, online bill pay, and it's all free. We have Visa debit cards, MasterCards. We offer all the products, basically, like I said, that a bank would. And generally, our fees are less, and our rates on savings are higher. However, the rates on savings these days are pretty low. But with regards to loans, like vehicle loans, right now we're running a special. The rate is 2.13 APR. So we're pretty proud of that, you know, for a small credit union.
You mentioned how it started, you know, related to the farmers in that mm-hmm. area. So obviously this part of the county probably had the main stay for Sun Center right. for the most part. Talk about the involvement in the community, the importance about giving back, things you do, especially even here during the holidays mm-hmm. and things like that. I'm sure there's involvement that you have.
We do that all year long. And just one side note with regards to the farmers, we actually loan on tractors too, just so you know.
Okay.
And implements.
That. And implements. We do, yes. But with regards to giving back to the community, we are out there all the time. We attend community events at least once a month, if not more, but we also do fundraising. Last fall, we donated $25,000 to Keystone High School for their scoreboard here at their football field. Earlier this year, we donated $10,000 to Amherst High School for their 25 helmets and their whiteboards in their locker rooms. And then just recently we donated $3,600 to Open Door Christian School. But in addition to that, we run fundraisers all along. We did the Heart Association earlier this year and we raised $1,000. We raised $1,000 for the Susan J. Coleman Association for October. And then we also contribute to the pantry here. Bill Fox was here earlier. We work with them as well. We sponsor their festival. You know, we sponsor students when they bring in a paper that they need something sponsored for, like there's sports at school. You know, $25, $50. We can't do, you know, $1,000 for a kid, but we try to sponsor everybody that comes in. We donate to all the other fundraisers as well, like door prizes, you know, baskets that we make. Again, we believe in our community. You know, if we don't, who's going to?
Well, as you say, the members are the people who are the
Absolutely.
Investors for the bank, mm-hmm. or the credit union, pardon me. This for the holidays, I understand you're doing a special thing related to the LaGrange Lions at the different branches as well?
We are. We have angel trees in all of our branches, and there are tags on there with the kids' names and ages and things that they would like for Christmas. So our members are absolutely wonderful. They come in and take several cards off the trees and bring in tons and tons and tons of toys for these kids. It's just amazing the support that we get from our members, not just on the banking side, but in our efforts for their community. And just a sidebar, I told Bill Fox I was going to say this. I was the first woman president of LaGrange Lions Club several years ago.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah.
How about that?
I was the very first. So
well,
my heart goes out to the Lions Club. I believe in everything that they do.
Well, Brenda Hammond with the Sun Center Federal Credit Union, thank you for stopping in
thank
this.
You.
If people want to find out more about Sun Center, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best and easiest way is to call our number, 440-355-5166. Or you can visit us on the web, suncenterfcu.com.
Sounds great.